أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فيقول الله سبحانه وتعالى: ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها. The most beautiful names belong to Allah, so call upon Him by them. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن لله 99 اسما، 100 إلا واحدة من أحصاها دخل الجنة. رواه البخاري ومسلم والترمذي وغيره. Allah has 99 names, 100 but one, whoever learns them enters paradise. Dear brothers and sisters, last time we mentioned one of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hasib. And today, inshallah, we will look into another two names, Al-Wali wal-Mawla. Just to remind you that we need to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we believe that He is the Lord. He is the Creator. He gives life. He takes it away. He gives us sustenance. He looks after us from the day we are on this earth until we go back to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our Rabb. And also we believe in Him that He is Al-Ilah, the God, worthy of worship. And worthy of worship alone. He is the one to be obeyed. He is the one to be prostrated to. He is the one that His Sharia prevails and should be followed. That is our belief in Allah. Also, we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His attributes and through His beautiful names. And in the hadith says that if we follow the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we learn them, the 99 names, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will insha'Allah accept us and enter in paradise. It is not really the objective is to treat all the names, because that will take years of khutbas. Nevertheless, it is really to entice you, if you like, and to encourage you to look into the names, perhaps in the way I'm trying to explain to you. Understand the name of the name, understand the meaning of the name, understand some of the ayat that the name is mentioned in, and how that name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how does it affect us in our day-to-day life. Al-Wali wal-Mawla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. Allah is the Wali. Now the Wali, it can mean a few things. I just want to take a few ayat and then I will look with yourselves, inshallah, at the literal meanings and the meanings that were entailed in the ayat. In this, maybe the protector is a close interpretation. Allah is the protector of those who have faith. From the depth of darkness, He leads forth into light. So those who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their wali. He is their protector. He looks after them and He guides them. From the depth of darkness, He leads them forth into light. On to the contrary, who reject faith, their patrons are the taghut. At-taghut is a name of the shaitan, but also at-taghut is anyone, particularly humans, that they put themselves forward to be worshipped, or to be equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa liyadu billah. At-taghut, like Fir'aun, for example, he is definitely a taghut. And those who reject faith from light, they will lead them forth into the depth of darkness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since they chose a wali beside Allah, awliya'uhum al-taghut, then Allah will lead them into, and they will not be guided. So that is one of the meanings, protector, also the one who guides, governor, the close one, as we will see. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُمْ دَارُ السَّلَامِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. دَارُ السَّلَامِ is al-Jannah. Paradise is the home of peace. At the end of the day, you could have peace in your life, inshallah, but the real peace is definitely in al-Jannah. You will have no worries. You are not worried about provision. You're not worried about wars. You're not worried about your health. You're not worried about death. You're not worried about your beloved ones around you. You're not worried about the Muslims around the world being killed and tortured and their freedom confiscated. In Jannah, all these worries are over. لَهُمْ دَارُ السَّلَامِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. For them will be a home of peace, we said paradise, with their Lord, عند ربهم, and He will be their wali, close one, friend if you like, because they practiced righteousness. بما كانوا يعملون. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be near them and they will be near Him. In another ayah, وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا. But Allah has full knowledge of your enemies. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِأَعْدَائِكُمْ. In Surah An-Nisa, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِأَعْدَائِكُمْ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا. But Allah has full knowledge of your enemies. Allah is sufficient for a protector, and Allah is sufficient as a helper. In another context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَطُوا وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَتَهُ وَهُوَ الْوَلِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. This is in another context that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down rain. He is the one that sends rain down after they have given up hope. And He scatters His mercy, and He is their wali. He is the protector worth of praise. Al-wali, al-hamid. Another version of the name is al-mawla. And both of them, they come from the same root, waw, lam, ya, waliya. Mawla or wali, they come from the same root in Arabic. And Al-Mawla was mentioned in 12 positions in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, in the last ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. You are our close one, you are our governor, you are our protector. Grant us victory over the unbeliever. In another ayah, بَلِ اللَّهُ مَوْلَاكُمْ وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ النَّاصِرِينَ. But Allah is your protector and He is the best of helpers. Now, What is, again, I always like to relate the meanings, whether it is in a tafsir, when I deliver my tafsir classes, or in this case, when I talk about the beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to understand the literal meaning, the root of the word from the Arabic viewpoint, because that really puts you at the origin of the meaning, and you start to understand all the roots of the meanings as we have just mentioned. Also remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. We have revealed it, and a Qur'an, a book that is recited in Arabic so as you may understand. So we need really to understand. And once we can relate, then alhamdulillah, it becomes much easier by the will of Allah. معنى الولاية وأصل الولاية هي القرب ومنه الوالي وهو السلطان والولي القريب والمسؤول والنصير والمحب والصديق والجار والمطيع والتابع سواء كان القرب قرب مكان أو زمان أو نسب أو ديانة أو صداقة أو علاقة أو مناصرة أو اعتقاد. I translate in Arabic, in English. The origin of wilaya is nearness, closeness. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا in the ayah it says, الَّذِينَ يَلُونَكُمْ مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ, those who are close to you. And I could say my brother, he is close to my brother. He is يَلِي. So he is very, very close to him. So الولايه originally comes from closeness. يَلِي الشَّيْءِ, it means that you are close to it. And then, because you are close to it, there are other meanings that can emanate and stem from the nearness and the closeness. Here it says that the near one, he is the one who is the governor, the one who is the protector, the beloved one, the friend, the neighbor, the one who the obedient one, that's literally, and the one, the follower. And that closeness, it can be geographical closeness, it can be chronical closeness, it can be relationship or religious closeness, friendship, believing, etc. So closeness in that context can mean in different ways: geographical, chronical, friendship, religious, etc. And also, I would like to point out that al-wilaya is something mutual. So, al-mu'minuna ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd. The believers, they are near to one another. Awliya'u ba'd. So, the same word. And all the names of Allah, of course, they belong to the superiority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way He is wali, the way He sees, the way, laysa kamithlihi shay. Nothing. Nothing is similar to Allah. Nothing is close to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. But the only two names that cannot be applied to others is Allah and Ar-Rahman. No one can be called Allah, no one can be called Ar-Rahman. But you can say Al-Mawla or Al-Wali about humans in their own weak abilities. So we also, from our side, we have to have wilayah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to be close to Allah through worship, through obedience, through fellowship, etc. Another aspect I'd like to draw your attention, you will find in the ayat that Allah waliyu alladhina aman. The wilaya here is a specific wilaya from Allah to those who follow and believe. Nevertheless, the general meaning of wali entails all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولله تعالى الولاية العامة على خلقه أجمعين، بمعنى أنه متول لشؤونهم ومدبرها، وهو القائم على كل نفس بما كسبت. فهذا للبر والفاجر والمؤمن والكافر والجن والإنس والإنسان والحيوان وغير ذلك، وهو بهذا مولى الخلق كلهم أجمعين، كما قال تعالى: ثم ردوا إلى الله مولاهم الحق. So Allah in effect is the مولى of everybody and everything and every creation and creature. Because Allah looks after them, Allah controls them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after their affairs and controls them in that effect. Nevertheless, the specific wilaya is for the believers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after them, will guide them, will protect them, will be near to them, will answer their prayers, and they will answer their dua, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wali. ثُمَّ رُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ. They have returned to Allah, His true Mawla. Why? Because on earth, some of them took awliya beside Allah. Whether these awliya are taghut, shaitan, idols, other human beings, they followed instead of following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the true Mawla is Allah, and when they return, they know that. The specific wilayah is for the believers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them victory, will guard them, will look after them, will point them into the right direction, and give them guidance and tawfiq, etc. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. How do we become أولياء لله? And how do we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our wali in the context and the meanings we have explained as believers? الأولياء is not what some people claim, dead people, that people with very narrow mind and twisted aqidah call upon them for help, because you can only call upon Allah for help. Nevertheless, al-wali, the believer, is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we take it from there, and I just take one example, hadith Qudsi narrated by al-Bukhari. In the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعُهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ وَبَصَرُهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ وَيَدُهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا وَرِجْلُهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever wages war against my wali, awliya, I will wage war against them. And the awliya of Allah are the believers. Then the rest of the hadith explains this wilaya. So the basic wilaya you need to understand is iman and Islam. And all believers are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيِلْوَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. And that, inshaAllah, applies to you all by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By declaring iman and following Islam, then you are on the side of Allah, you are awliyaullah, and Allah is your wali. Nevertheless, there is even more specific meaning to that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is nothing more beloved to me than my slave is to do what I have made compulsory upon him. ما افترضته عليه. Doing the salah, the five basic, the five salah, the fajr, the dhuhr, asr, maghrib, and isha. So by doing what is what you should be doing, which you have no choice but to do, then this is the most beloved thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasting the month of Ramadan, paying the zakat, which is wajib, of, on your money and trade, etc. Crops, horticulture, cattle, etc. If you have that. Going to Hajj. And so on, being good to your parents, because this is wajib. Being good to your neighbor, this is wajib. So Allah would love you to do the ibadah and the other things that is wajib upon you. Then you can take a step forward. You can do even more. You can become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing from the wajib what is nafil. The salah. You do the sunnah, the two rak'ah before fajr, four rak'ah before dhuhr, two rak'ah after dhuhr, two rak'ah after maghrib, two rak'ah after isha. You do qiyam, for example. You do Mondays and Thursdays outside Ramadan fasting, the 6 days of Shawwal that was done, the 10 or the 9 days of Dhul Hijjah, which are to come. And so on. And the same with sadaqah. You pay your zakah, but you pay more. Every now and then, you pay to the poor and needy and the orphan and those who are besieged by wars and disasters, etc. You do umrah, you do hajj, which is fard, and you do hajj, which is not fard. So that is, you continue to do that. And just to mention that for Jumu'ah, there is no sunnah before Jum'ah. There is no sunnah of Jum'ah before the salah. There is after the salah, either you pray 4 rak'ah in the masjid or 2 rak'ah at home or in your office. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you continue to do that until He loves you. And if He loves you, then your life becomes in a way that satisfies Allah. Allah will point you and will guard you and will guide you to the extent that you see what Allah wants you to see. صِرْتُ بَصَرُهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ. You will not be looking at something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates or forbids. You will not be saying anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes. You will not walk into places that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you not to go to, and so on and so forth. You will not be doing. So your limbs, your inside and outside becomes compliant with the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will be believing inside what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, and through your limbs and actions and deeds, you will be things that should really satisfy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. One more thing, there is on this hadith, Imam al-Shukani is one of the Yemeni ulama, a great alim, around 250 years or so. He has a tafsir and he has books in fiqh, etc. But he has a book called Qatr al-Wali ala Hadith al-Wali. He explains this hadith in a whole book, so if you look for it in Arabic or maybe translated, I doubt if it was translated. And another thing that I would like to mention here, in Uhud, when the Muslims, after winning the battle, they ultimately lost the war, if you like, because of the people who were on the hill, they left their position and the kuffar killed 70 of the Sahaba of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, including Hamza. Nevertheless, they stood fast and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them reward for their patience and they were victorious later on. Abu Sufyan, at that time he was not a Muslim, he said, لَنَا الْعُزَّى وَلَا عُزَّى لَكُمْ. Uzza is one of the names of the gods of the Arabs at that time. Sanam min al-Asnam is an idol called Uzza. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, answer him. They said, what shall we say? Say to him, Allahu maulana wa la maula lakum. Allah is our maula and you have no maula. In our lives, dear brothers and sisters, Allahu maulana. No matter what happened in the world, steadfast on Islam, Allah will protect you, Allah will guard you, Allah will guide you, Allah will be with you. Fear not by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu maulana wa la maula lahum. You believe in Allah, Allah is your maula. Those who don't believe in Allah, Allah is not their maula. And who is going to win? Those who Allah are on their side and near to them, or those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is left them to their own devices and to their own maula. أَتَيْتُكَ رَاجِيًا يَا ذَا الْجَلَالِ فَفَرِّجْ مَا تَرَى مِنْ سُوءِ حَالِي عَصَيْتُكَ سَيِّدِي وَيْلِي بِجَهْلِي وَعَيْبُ الذَّنْبِ لَمْ يَخْطُرْ بِبَالِي إِلَى مَنْ يَشْتَكِي الْمَمْلُوكُ إِلَّا إِلَى مَوْلَاهُ يَا مَوْلَى الْمَوَالِي لَعَمْرِي لَيْتَ أُمِّي لَمْ تَلِدْنِي وَلَمْ أُوْضِدْكَ فِي ظُلَمِ اللَّيَالِي فَهَا أَنَا عَبْدُكَ الْعَاصِي فَقِيرٌ إِلَى رُحْمَاكَ فَاقْبَلْ لِي سُؤَالِي. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بالحق كلمة الدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير ومن أراد بهم سوءا فاقصده وخذه أخي العزيز المقتدر. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.